I think one of the things you have to point out about the order is that it really speaks to the people of Monrovia. And that's why we found it discriminatory against the people of Monrovia when it didn't effectively speak to everybody in all the other counties. Basically, it should be a level playing field. If one party had a right, no timing to have their supporters go out, everybody should be put against the same playing field. So we think the timing is off. You have one party that has done it. And everybody deserves the same right. I mean, it's changing the rules of the game in the middle of the game.
You are saying you plan to file a legal action?
That is our plan next week. We just think it's discriminatory, and we really want the court to settle what we feel is a big injustice against the people of Monrovia. And that's the court system. Our approach is going to be strictly to the courts. We're not going to do anything outside of the decision of the courts or the direction of the courts that they're going to tell us to do, and we're going to respect that decision.
You said next week. And when do you hope to go in? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? When do you hope to file?
Yeah, we would expect to go in on Monday.
How do you feel going against, particularly taking legal action against a decision made by the government headed by your mother?
I don't think it plays into it at all, James. I mean, you know, we're an independent candidate. We're an independent movement. This is really on the behalf of the people of Monrovia. That was the statement. And we stand by that. It's not about our service in Edmonton. It's against an order that we feel we need to represent the people of Monrovia.
Mr. Salif, as you know, there's legal action with the Supreme Court. Some people have challenged the constitutionality of this election itself. And so the court has put a stay. I read a comment by one of your opponents who said you violated that stay.
I think that their redress is to the NEC, and their redress is to the courts. They feel we've done it. We don't feel we've done anything to violate. We respect all the laws of the Republic. We definitely respect all the laws that are passed down by the Supreme Court. Everybody has a legal way of redressing things that they feel they've been wrong, including ourselves. So we're no different. We're in the same position as everybody is.